Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Bolsa Mexicana de Valores second quarter 2022 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. A question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mr. Ramón Güemes, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Bolsa Mexicana de Valores second quarter 2022 earnings conference call. Before proceeding, I'd like to provide a brief safe harbor statement. This presentation contains forward-looking statements and information related to Bolsa that are based on the analysis and expectations of its management, as well as assumptions made and information currently available at Bolsa. Such statements reflect the views of Bolsa related to future events and are subject to risk, uncertainties, and assumptions. Many factors could cause the current results, performance, or achievements of Bolsa to be somewhat different from any future results, performance, or achievements that may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements, including, among others, changes in the general economic, political, governmental, and business conditions, both in a global scale and in the individual countries in which Bolsa does business, such as changes in monetary policies, in inflation rates, in prices, in business strategy, and various other factors. Should one or more of these risks or uncertainties materialize, or should underlying assumptions prove incorrect, actual results may vary considerably from those described herein as anticipated, believed, estimated, expected, or targeted. Bolsa does not intend and does not assume any obligation to update these forward-looking statements. I would like to remind participants that today's call is being recorded and a replay of this call will be available online on July 22nd at Bolsa's corporate website, www.bmv.com.mx. During this call, all figures are in Mexican pesos and compared to the second quarter of 2021, unless stated otherwise. This call is intended for the financial community only, and the floor will be open at the end to address any questions you may have. Joining us for today's call are José Oriol Bosch, CEO, José Manuel Allende, Chief Capital Formation, Markets and Information Services Officer, Claudio Vivian, Chief Information Officer, Alfredo Guillén, Managing Director of Equity Markets, José Miguel de Dios, Managing Director of Derivatives Markets, Rosa Crespo, Managing Director of Human Resources, Luis René Ramón, Director of Industrial Relations, and myself, Ramón Güemes, CFO. I would now like to turn the call over to Oriol Bosch.
Thank you, Ramón, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the second quarter 2022 earnings conference call. In terms of today's format, I will go over the financial and operational results of each business line, then talk about our progress in BMV's project plan, and finally open up the line for Q&A. As a reminder, if you want to ask a question, you need to dial in the number that was provided in the press release yesterday. With that, please turn to slide number 3. On the financial highlight for the second quarter 2022, we have achieved good results this quarter with revenue growth and cost control. Revenue was 997 million pesos, up 32 million or 3% compared to the second quarter of 2021, driven by a stronger performance in transactional businesses, equity, derivatives, and OTC trading, as well as information services. Expenses were 447 million pesos, up 8 million or 2%, well below inflation and under control, mainly explained by higher personal and building maintenance costs. Operating revenue and EBITDA increased at 5% and 4% respectively, and net income reached 404 million pesos for the quarter, showing a 15% growth compared to the second quarter of 2021. Please turn to slide 4 to review healthier results. Regarding the key financial highlights for the first half of the year 2022, BNP Group's diversified business portfolio continues to make solid financial and operational progress. Revenue is up 199 million pesos, or 10%, 66 million recurring operations, and 133 million from extraordinary concepts in the balance sheet FICAT. Expenses are flat for the first 6 months of the year at 896 million pesos. EBITDA is up 17% to 1.4 billion pesos, and EBITDA margin was recorded at 63%. Earnings per share were 1.51 pesos, up 22% from 1.24 pesos per share. All in all, BNP Group has delivered a solid half-year result, which got good underlying performance across most divisions. On slide number 5, on the revenue by business line in the first 6 months of 2022, first on transactional businesses, which consists of equity trading and clearing, derivatives trading and clearing, and OTC trading, were up 8, 9, and 18% respectively. Once you exclude non-recurring tax refunds, OTC trading was up 7%. On information services, which is made up of data, analytics, indices, valuation, and financial risk management services, is up 14%, driven by better understanding of customer needs and development of new products and services. The Central Securities Depository is up 11% year-on-year. However, it is down 5% after excluding extraordinary items in the first quarter. Capital formation is flattish, down 1% due to fewer listings last year. BNP Group total revenue is up 10% in the first 6 months. We are well diversified across the value chain with high recurring revenue in nature. On next slide, number 6, on equity trading and clearing, cash equities trading revenue was 6% higher than the second quarter of 2022. The average daily traded value, the ADTV, for the second quarter of 2022 was 19.2 billion pesos, up 10%. Investors in Mexico have the option of investing in over 140 local securities and over 3,000 foreign securities. The local market, ADTV, increased 21% and represented 51% of the total ADTV, where BNP had a 97% market share. Global market ADTV was flat and amounted to 49% of the total. BNP had an 87% market share. Both market shares have been consistent over time, proving our experience and reflecting the value customers place on the breadth and depth of BNP's liquidity. As for CCB, clearing revenues increased 3 million pesos or 6%. Because of higher equity trading in the quarter. On slide number 7, on derivatives trading and clearing, the revenue in Mexdel and Asigna was up 33% and 3% respectively, due to higher trading of dollar futures and longer tenor traded of TSY. The average margin deposits were 33 billion pesos in the second quarter, down 5% because of the new risk management methodology, which allows collateral and capital optimization, partially offset by higher trading in futures. Average margin deposits for the first 6 months of the year are down 14% to 31.5 billion pesos, in line with our expectations. We continue working in finding new ways to grow the derivatives market. Mexter is in the authorization process to list options and futures of shadow-listed foreign securities in Mexico, given the success of the global market platform, or SIC. On the OTC trading, C-FICAP revenue, that's on slide number 8, C-FICAP revenue was up 24 million pesos or 16% compared to the second quarter of 2021. C-FICAP Mexico was down 2 million pesos due to lower trading of interest rate swaps. On the other hand, C-FICAP Chile was up 27 million pesos, 23 million due to robust trading activity and volatility because of political events and increments in the interest rates in an attempt to slow down inflation, and 4 million due to non-recurring tax refunds. On slide 9, regarding the capital formation business, listing revenue reached 11 million pesos, flat versus the second quarter of 2021. Regarding the debt market, 260 short-term debt issues were placed for an amount of 37 billion pesos, 6% lower versus the second quarter of 2021, and 25 long-term issues for an amount of 53 billion pesos, 52% higher than the second quarter of 2021. Three core clients listed ESG debt through BMV. One sustainable bond from BBVA Mexico for 10 billion pesos. One social bond from FEFA for 3.3 billion pesos. And two linked bonds from Grupo Herdes for 3 billion pesos. I am pleased to share with you that BMV has assisted companies in issuing over 100 billion pesos through ESG debt securities since 2016, an important milestone. In fact, today, 26% of all long-term debt issued in BMV have an ESG goal. Maintenance fees were down 4 million pesos due to lower listings in 2021. We expect annual revenue in this business line to be slightly below last year's figures. As debt listings slowly recover, we will see growth in maintenance revenue in the following year. On slide number 10, on our central securities depository, Indeval's revenue was 296 million pesos, down 29 million pesos or 9%. Assets under custody increased 4% and 2% in the local and global markets, respectively. However, cross-border transactions for the global market were down, impacting revenue. It is important to mention that the Indeval allows the electronic issuance of corporate debt securities since February 2022 for the benefit of all participants in the Mexican financial market by reducing times, digitizing processes, and carrying out a faster settlement. This initiative allows us to start analyzing other processes that could be optimized with digital technology. On next slide, number 11, on information services. Information services reported revenues of 168 million pesos in the second quarter of 2022, up 20 million or 14%, mainly driven by the new business growth and high customer retention. Market data revenue increased 11% due to sales with new international clients, growth in the number of terminals for retail investors, new services and reference data products, and fee increments. Valmer was up 9 million pesos due to valuation services and databases subscriptions. Continued acceleration in the revenue reflects our investment in broadening and deepening our information services offering and innovation in our delivery of this data and analytics. Let me now turn to operating expenses in slide 12. Operating expenses for the first 6 months of 2022 were well under control, down 2% in the quarter and flat versus half year 2021. Personal expenses were down 7 million pesos due to the corporate restructuring to optimize operations in June 2021 and job vacancies. Technology was down 1 million pesos due to the returned leased hardware whose original contract had been extended to maximize the useful life of the equipment. Depreciation was flat, but we expected to increase 10 million pesos in the last quarter of the year as we start registering hardware leases to execute the segregation of post-trade infrastructure projects. Rent maintenance were up 3 million pesos because of higher maintenance costs and as personnel returned to BMV's building. Consulting fees were up 6 million pesos because of information security services for the Security Operations Center, the SOC, SOC, and the segregation of post-trade infrastructure. Both items are ongoing costs incurred from regulation and security in our business operations. CMB fees are linked to inflation. And we continue executing with cost discipline towards increased operational leverage while investing for growth. Please turn to slide number 13 to review the status of our project plan. Direct custody, CCP for bonds, and accepting securities as margin deposits continues pending regulatory approval. In the first one, we want to provide access to the local CSD infrastructure. In the second one, we will provide clearing services for all on the run M bonds. And in the last one, we have proposed a model to accept securities as margin deposits in addition to cash. This initiative will increase liquidity in the formal derivatives market and increase margin deposits in Asigna. We continue pressing and following up with local regulators, as well as showing the benefits that this initiative will bring to the Mexican financial market in order to accelerate its approval. Post-trade infrastructure segregation is on track to separate the technology infrastructure for Indeval, Asigna, and CCB. This initiative is part of our efforts to continue enhancing our resiliency for all market infrastructures. We will start registering hardware leases at depreciation in fourth quarter, as we are reviewing open source licenses and performing the right sizing to minimize added costs. Regarding historical market data, we are a bit behind the schedule, but we should start operations in September 2022. We are working with a global third-party provider to deliver agile and high-precision data to perform in-depth analysis, backtesting of very large amounts of data with the goal of attracting quants and algo trading. As for the minimum viable product for securities lending, the new platform will allow our clients to negotiate transactions and keep records in an easier and user-friendly manner. The expected release date is the fourth quarter of 2022. On next slide, number 14 on the summary, the Mexican Stock Exchange at the center of Mexican financial markets is a vital institution that serves as an engine in the Mexican economy's transition towards sustainable development. This year, Bolsa was included in local and regional ESG indices due to our efforts to run a sustainable company and promote environmental, social, and governance practices across the market. As part of the BMP's group ESG strategy, we published a carbon neutral guide. The main goal is to provide a practical path to help listed and non-listed companies to design a strategy towards net zero carbon emissions. Furthermore, it is the first year that BMP Group has released a TCFD report, Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, showing the company's climate risk and opportunities. This report can be consulted in our website, www.vnv.com.mx. Furthermore, we have doubled down in our efforts to promote financial awareness in Mexico by releasing a mobile app targeted for the local retail investors, which you may download under the name of Bolsa, Bolsa APP. This initiative is a joint effort and is being carried out with companies listed in the BMP, brokerage houses, and fund managers. Regarding financial results, we have delivered a good set of numbers in the second quarter and half year of 2022, and we are well positioned across the financial market value chain to continue delivering high-quality recurring revenues and a strong result for all stakeholders. I am convinced that further technological integration will enhance our product offerings and simplify our operations. Our capital expenditures are being invested to run, grow, and transform the company as we implement efficient, scalable, and seamless platforms. With that, I thank you for your time, and together with my colleagues, we will gladly answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much, and on the last slide, you have our contact information for whatever you need. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is now open for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Once again, that is star 1 to register questions at this time. The first question is coming from Ernesto Gabilondo of Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Jose Oriol, Ramon, and team, and good morning, everyone. I have a couple of questions from my side. On the first one, how do you see the cash equities trading activity for Bolsa, considering the expectations of interest rates heading to above 9%? And then on my second question is, we have seen your revenues diversification towards a potential economic recession. So given your experience in the past crisis or recessions, what do you think will be Bolsa's most defensive revenues and what will be the weakest ones? Thank you.
Hi, Ernesto. How are you? Thank you very much for your question. Regarding the first one on the interest rate, expectations going to 9%. I would say that most of the increases in interest rates across the world and the monetary policy actions that some central banks have already taken and that are expected to take, I would say that this is mostly priced in the markets, unless we see a surprise much higher or much lower than the expectations, we are not expecting a big impact in the market. And on the second one,
good morning, Ernesto. In terms of a recession, I would say our diversified business model helps us. Which would be more impacted? Well, you could see more impact on the trading revenues on the side of the business that's affected by trading, which is you could get some impact on listing as well. But we also have a strong base of recurring revenues that are very less likely to be affected by a potential recession. We also have a large number of institutional investors participating. Or let's say the majority of our participants are institutional investors, which are less affected by a recession than a retail market.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Oriol and Ramon.
Thank you, Ernest.
Thank you. The next question is coming from Alonso Garcia of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. So my question is if you could provide or you have any sense on the potential boost to revenues from the different ongoing projects that you mentioned in slide 13. I mean, compared to the 3% growth in recurring revenues that we have seen over the first 6 months of this year, what's the potential revenue growth that you could experience from all these projects? And if you have any color on the potential timing for direct custody and margin deposits, I mean, if this is something that we should expect still this year, or do you think that's something more for 2023? Thank you.
Hi. On the direct custody, we believe that we would be able to get part of the project approved this year. We split the project in two, and part of that should be approved in the following quarter, in this quarter. On the M.A. Bonos Clearinghouse, I think that is a project that might take longer because a lot of the changes that are required, not only on the central counterparty, but on the trading side. So we do not foresee any revenue for this year. We would expect that should come or start working, generating trading on the first semester of the following year. And on the alternatives for pension funds, that discussion has taken several alternatives and such, and we hope that a structure could be approved this year. And we have taken that yesterday and these days that we've had another conversation with Afores. Afores do believe that it would provide them a great benefit to manage better their position. So in summary, direct custody would expect some revenues this year, and for the other two, it might be either for the end of the year alternatives or the first semester of the following year.
Perfect. And you have a sense on the potential boost, for instance, in direct custody for Indeval and on your derivatives business if these projects are approved and implemented?
We are still running the numbers, so it will really depend on how the structure for the derivatives is approved. That would be the one that could impact stronger in the shorter term. But again, we still need, and we have a lot of discussions because we need some adjustments on secondary regulation. So at this point, I think that we can work out the numbers, but in order to provide a more accurate figure.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, that is star one if you would like to register a question at this time. The next question is coming from Edson Merguia of SumaCap. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two of them. The first one is related to this securities lending that you are trying to provide to the market in the new platform. Could you give us a little bit more insight of what type of securities are going to be part of this securities lending? And the second one is regarding on derivatives. Could you give us a little bit more of characteristics of these new derivatives? Because if I remember correctly, at some point, the Volta was trying to develop an energy derivative regarding to electricity, but of course, this administration, it's kind of difficult. So could you give us a little bit more color about that? Thank you.
So on securities lending, basically we've had this platform Valkyrie for the last 20 years and such. For different reasons, we didn't invest much on it. And we've seen other platforms in the market being more active. And we also have been talking with foreign investors and also with pension funds that are interested in having a more friendly and active platform and also looking at the end bonus potential trading, electronic trading, that would be relevant for the market. So basically, it would be an enhancement of the platform that we already have,
the inflation. We have a, some of, or most of the tech lending for equities is done through our platform today, but for bonds, we participated with a very small size yesterday. So the intention is to have a more flexible, more aggressive, and more easy to manage platform so that we can put all the pension funds and some international portfolios available for traders. And so we want to attack the bond piece and also to be to have more capacity to get not only for failed coverage transactions and equities, but also for strategic lending. And for derivatives?
If you can repeat the question about derivatives, please.
Yes. If you can give us a little bit more color about what type of new derivatives are you developing, and if you can give us a little bit of more information about their characteristics.
Well, we are working with the authorities to list new products as the futures and options of the SIC stock, the SIC stocks. We believe that the growth that the cash market has been reflecting during the last years, we can copy this growing to the derivatives market. We can offer this product to the retail customers. So we are working with authorities to deliver a cross-currency swap between the SOFR rates and the PA28 interest rates. No, and these are the two more important products that we are working to list in the next months.
Okay, crystal clear. Thank you, Mac. Last question. Oriol mentioned about the new platform, Bolsa app. So I was wondering if this app at some point will involve through the other app that it's on the platform on a mobile app. Meaning there is a free Bolsa app with information from the Bolsa Mexicana, from the Mexican Stock Exchange. So at some point there's going to be only one platform, or there are two different goals from each one?
No, they're very different apps. One is a Cibolsa, which is information-based, and this other one's more, let me say, focused for the local retail investors and has information on issuers and funds, and it's more of a get-to-know-the-market kind of app for retail, local retail investors. It's more of an education kind of app, I would say. So, no, we don't plan to merge the two.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is coming from Gilberto Garcia of Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the call. I was wondering if you could comment on the decline in custody revenues. You mentioned that it had to do with the lower international activity. Was this more of a one-off this quarter, or do you believe that this could impact the next quarters as well? Thank you.
Well, with that, custody revenue was a little bit up, but certainly we'll see some impact of the impacts of this in the markets. But I think that the revenue that was down versus last quarter was all the activity related to the exchanges or the conversions between when you buy securities in the U.S. and you bring it to Mexico, or from Mexico and you deliver them to the U.S. So you see the numbers are similar to previous quarters. Last one was a particular good one. So this activity, the conversion, the international securities trading activity is very linked also to the arbitrage and to the volatility and the peso dollar. So it's what I would say it's at normal standards, but above last quarter that was a particularly good quarter. So that piece of the revenue depends more on the volatility and the trading volumes that we might see on the following quarters. No?
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Bosch for any closing comments.
Okay, thank you very much to all of you for participating in this call, and thank you very much for the questions you had. If there's something else we can do for you, you'll have our contact information. So thank you very much, and bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines or log off the webcast at this time and enjoy the rest of your day.